May we unite with the choir this time, singing hymn 26, remain standing till after the glory of God. And brought us into the kingdom of thy love. Grant, we beseech thee, that by his death he has recalled us into life, so by his abiding presence he may bring us to the joys of eternal. Through him who for our sake died and rose again, and is ever with us in power, the same, thy Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, let us say, amen. The Lord's Prayer. Thank you. the scripture says, those that are led by the Holy Ghost shall be called the children in the church of God. Would you consult your liturgical guide and read with us at this time, collectively? First and second verse of the third chapter of the book of the Philippians. Let us read together. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me, indeed, it is not grievous, but for you, it is safe. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the concision. May God bless you for your inclusiveness at this time. Derived from this warning scripture from the dynamic apostle St. Paul affords us this subject. Beware of dogs in all areas of life. But especially today, we are thinking about the church. St. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus the Christ, by the will of God in Christ, not by man, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness. Oh, I wish I had about 300 people to speak to today. This is a message that we need in the gospel, as the gospel is good news. But today, we are using this for a warning. Number two, the gospel is constructive, it is corrective, it is in quest for salvation, aspiration, inspiration, for special occasion, and it is inclusive, and it is a gospel, there is a gospel of consolation. You see, church, just Sunday ago, we were celebrating Easter, and because of the predicament of Jesus, Pilate turned Jesus over to his dogs, didn't he? Let you make the choice. Dogs in personification. Listen to this in our myriad employments. These are subtractions from our existence. If you are a doctor, subtract 5 years from your life. If you're a teacher, subtract 4 years. A common laborer, 2, no more than 3. Self-employed, subtract 4 years. President of any kind, 5 years. Any kind of politician, 4 years. A farmer, 2 years. Pastor of one church or churches, 10 years. Isn't that strange? Isn't it? Of all places where we are supposed to be presiding over the righteous, it cuts out 10 years of his life, 5 and 6 more than other folk. From the time of Genesis, of the early church, God gave his elected prophets knowledge and insight to warn his people and tell them what to watch out for, which is very important in all of our lives. Just look what happened the other day. This man went berserk. And this, it's going to happen again when you don't have a God to turn to.
during travel, they have signs all along the freeways and the highways that tells us about the dangers and where all the dangerous curves and points are and slippery places and when they are wet and narrow bridges and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We must move on. A dog is a domestic animal. Frequently mentioned in the scriptures, he is practically always referred to with contempt. In the streets of Oriental cities in biblical times and later were notoriously infected with howling and prowling dogs, which served as scavengers. They became attached to definite neighborhoods, like right now. Some night I wake up and look out at the streets out there full of dogs. In Birmingham, the same thing. Sometimes these dogs became vicious and they would attack. But a dog, universally known, is an affectionate companion of man. It's not mentioned in the scriptures. The term was applied as reproach. The profane, cowardly, filthy, lustful, and violent persons as personified. The name Caleb in Hebrew language means dog. The dog is supposed to be man's best friend, and many of them are. I love them. The education and enlightenment knowledgeable segment of our prized Bible illustrates dogs and personification applied to persons. Personified is what the prolific and dynamic apostle was conveying or imparting to us. Not the ones that roam the streets and the neighborhoods and eat Al Poor and Gaines and Purina and turn over garbage cans and bags, but people that are wicked, like this man that killed all these people the other day. Our grandchildren raised a little dog. He was a small puppy, shaggy puppy, beautiful. The fastest growing dog he was given to them as a gift I have ever seen. Light tan, shaggy, and is very mischievous and destructive, and tears up everything in the backyard, a patio. He can find things in the tool shed and drag them out and tear them up and destroys everything. There are people like that. Never constructive, but destructive. But one thing he is good for, we know when our three grandchildren get off the bus and is coming up the streets about 3:50 p.m., he begins to bark. Church, in all areas and segments of life, as Paul points out, we must beware of dogs. In the church of all places, in education, in the political arena, in sports, in the homes, in local and national government, and international government like Muhammad, Muammar Gaddafi, Ayatollah Khomeini, and Russell Arafat, head of the PLO, and all that advocates and promotes terror all over the world. In the church personified of all places, some people own small dogs they call house dogs. You know the church have folk like that? They're house people. There's some we have members right now doing nothing at home. You're not gonna like me today, but 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 you have to have a warning gospel as well as the gospel of salvation. When they ought to be in the house of God, they're lounging around in pajamas and robes and house slippers all day Sunday. Or any time when the service or worship is in practice, they're at home. There is a dog called the setter, Brother Cook, you know, if you're a bird hunter. There are people that attend church that are setters. They don't sing. Amen. You may as well come on. They don't pray. They don't bow their heads or do anything. They don't moan, they don't testify, or give any offense to God's word that is being preached. There is another beautiful dog that is called a pointer. He's also in the bird dog thing. He does nothing, but he or she always points out what other folk ought to do. While they're doing nothing. That is conducive or constructive to adding to the kingdom of God. And Jesus, the Mary Christ. There is another bird dog called the flesh, and he does, all he does is flesh out the birds where they can be shot at or killed by the hunter. There are people in the church of a living God that fit the same description. They pick out most times some insignificant thing in the house of God and want some other members or someone outside of the church many times to shoot at them. Take them for a target. Are we right about it? That is the most popular dog of all times, of all of them. He is the rabbit dog. They run rabbits. You have people in the church that will run and chase a lie day after day, night after night. Amen. Amen. Anything that is condescending or that will stigmatize and degrade others. There is the dash hunter. He is long and low. You ever seen one with short legs? We have people like that in churches all over the world. Long in speech, low in spirit, short on financial and recruiting drive to better improve the church of a living God. There is another little dog that is called the Fice. Oh, he barks not. Hang on. And does nothing but sick the large dogs on other people and other dogs. And then he runs and hides in a safe, secure place. So it is in our churches, five people that bark loud and long and stir up hate and strife and call on at administrative board meetings. Sometime when you don't even need them, and they stay at home to see and listen what the outcome will be. And say, so you go ahead and whatever y'all do, I'm going to be with you, and that's a lie. But this spice, oh Lord, he barks the loudest when he's behind a locked gate. But
one day, he ran to the gate, and somebody had left the gate open, and the big dog was coming up the streets, and there he was out there, and they tore him up. He said, "Who in the hell left this gate open?" You have people like that in the church. They sick one member on another member. Amen. Amen. What y'all decide to do is all right with me. You know you're wrong. If we decide something, you ought to be with it. You may as well. We have the tree dog. This one tracks down the game and trees it and stands at the foot of the tree and bark and bark and bark. We have people in all of our churches that likes to run down what they call a mess. And that's not true all the time. And then they bark for someone to apprehend the sometime victim. A good tree dog will never leave until he is satisfied. And that's the way a lot of folk are. There is a dog that is called the Dalmatian. He is white as snow. But you know one thing, church? He has black spots all over him. Amen. There are folk in the house of God, in Jesus' church, who proclaim to be white as snow, but they have spots all over their body. Jesus said, "I am coming after my church without spot or wrinkle." Didn't he say? "I don't want you to be blemished. I want you without spot or wrinkle." There is a dog called the shepherd dog that herds and guides the sheep where his master wants them to go. But we have them in all of our churches. You don't have to do what the pastor said. This is our church. It's our church. God, the members contrary to the pastor's preaching and teaching and the officers of the church, guardians, and spiritual advice, and causes myriad divisions in the house of God. Jesus, our Savior, many, many times said, "He don't destroy my church. Don't wreck and tear up the church. He desires, oh Lord, these people to become the shepherd of the church, unofficially and unappointed and not elected. Oh Lord, there are those that are called the retrievers. They like to run into the water. They are trained to go in the lakes and ponds and fetch the game." We have people like that in all of our churches that will come or visit a denomination outside of their own church and exploit and brag on their denomination. That's unethical. If you're a Methodist, so what? If you're a Baptist, so what? Don't go to somebody else's church tomorrow. Every word you say, the United Methodist Church, or every word you say, First or Second Baptist, or Third Baptist, whatever it is, don't do that. Leave your denomination alone. A church is a church is a church. They all have been ordained to Jesus, isn't that right? So you don't have to commercialize in that capacity and exploit and brag on your denomination. That's not nice, and the polity and doctrine of your church. This is done out of plain ignorance. And it is unethical, whether it's the preacher or not. And many of them will do that. All Jesus desires of us to do is preach the gospel. The denomination isn't worth a dime. The gospel of Jesus will stand up in any church. Leave out your denomination. the intelligent. Preach intelligent sermon. Not only the preacher, but the laymen and members as well brag and boast too much of your denomination before other denominations. Jesus, O Lord, utilizes denominations for identification and acquaintances only. Just do that. Then there is the howling dog. He bowed through. All they do is lay in the shade and howl. Amen. All of the time and sometimes bark at the moon. And we have people like that in the church all over the world. They point out and suggest what y'all ought to do. Huh? And they do nothing. Instead of saying what we are going to do. When are y'all going to do this and do that? Last but not least, the canine or the police dog. They are trained to attack people. We have them too in our church. They are put up to attack the officials of the church and the pastor and the musicians and all other leaders in churches all over the world. Finally, there is the bulldog. He is the ugliest and meanest and squattest of all. Always puffed up, teeth hanging out of his mouth. And he think every dog must bow down to him. Oh, yes. So it is in all of our churches we have people like that. The so-called VIPs. But not in my church. Hamby loves everybody. Oh Lord, and everybody is important in my church. Thank God, there is no partiality. Oh Lord, because the same love that I have for one, I have for all. My brothers and my sisters, what St. Paul is saying to us, oh Lord, speaking to the Christians. While we are on this Christian journey, oh Lord, lead me and guide me. Do you know what I'm talking about? Oh Lord, teach me how to watch, fight, and pray. Yeah. While the way is dark sometimes, yeah. Ain't we right about it?